Missionville, you come. There's a nice cup of tea and a bun.
The ladder was suddenly alive with tumbling dwarfs.
Are you all right, miss? Said Bodney, running forward with his axe. Has he tried anything?
No, he's...
The drink that's in the living vein is not the drink for me.
Sweat was running down Otto's face. He stood with one hand pressed over his heart.
That's right, Otto, shouted Saccharissa. Fight it! Fight it! She turned to the dwarfs. Have any of you got a piece of raw meat?
To life anew and temperance too, and to pure cold water we'll come.
Veins were throbbing on Otto's pale head.
Got some fresh rat fillets upstairs? Muttered one of the dwarfs. Cost me tuppence. You get 'em right now, Gowdy, snapped Bodney. This looks bad. Oh, we can drink brandy on gin if it's handy, and we can serve whisky on rum, but the drink we abhor and we drink no more is the... Tuppence is tuppence, that's all I'm saying.
Look, he's starting to twitch, said Saccharissa.
And he can't sing either, said Gowdy. All right, I'm going.
Saccharissa patted Otto's clammy hand.
You can beat it, she said urgently. We're all here for you, aren't we, everyone? Aren't we?
Under her baleful gaze, the dwarfs responded with a chorus of half-hearted yeses, even though Bodner's expression suggested that he wasn't certain what Otto was here for. Gowdy came back with a small package. Saccharissa snatched it out of his hand and held it out to Otto, who reared back.
No, it's just rat, said Saccharissa. Perfectly okay. You're allowed rat, right?
Otto froze for a moment and then snatched up the packet. He bit into it. In the sudden silence, Saccharissa wondered if she wasn't hearing a very faint sound, like the straw at the bottom of a milkshake. After a few seconds, Otto opened his eyes and then looked sidelong at the dwarfs. He dropped the packet.
Oh, what shame! Where can I put my face, or what must you think of me?
Saccharissa clapped with desperate enthusiasm.
No, we're all very impressed, aren't we, everyone?
Out of Otto's sight, she waved one hand very deliberately at the dwarfs. There was another ragged chorus of agreement.
I mean, I have been going through cold bat now for more than 3 months, muttered Otto. It is such a disgusting thing to break down now and...
Oh, raw meat's nothing, said Saccharissa. That's allowed, isn't it?
Yes, but for a second there I nearly...
Yes, but you didn't, said Saccharissa. That's what's important. You wanted to and didn't.
She turned to the dwarfs.
You can all go back to what you were doing, she said. Otto is perfectly all right now.
Are you sure?
Bodney began, and then nodded. He'd rather have argued with a wild vampire than Saccharissa at this moment.
Right you are, miss.
Otto sat down, wiping his forehead as the dwarfs filed out. Saccharissa patted his hand.
Do you want a drink?
Oh!
Of water, Otto, said Saccharissa.
No, everything is okay, I think. Oh, dear, my goodness, I am so sorry. You think you are on top of it, and then suddenly it all comes back to you. What a day.
Otto?
Yes, miss?
What actually happened when I grabbed the eel, Otto?
He winced.
I think this is maybe not the time.
Otto, I saw things. There were flames and people, a noise, just for a moment. It was like watching a whole day go past in a second. What happened?
Well, Otto said reluctantly, you know how salamanders absorb light?
Yes, of course.
Well, the eels absorb dark light. Not darkness exactly, but the light within darkness. Dark light, you see, dark light, well, it has not been properly studied. It is heavier than normal light, you see, so most of it is under the sea or in the really deep caves in Überwald. But there is always a little of it, even in normal darkness. It really is very fascinating.
It's a kind of special magic light, right? Could we just get more towards the point a bit?
I have heard it said that dark light is the original light from which all other types of light came.
Otto!
He held up a pale hand.
I have to tell you these things. Have you heard the theory that there is no such thing as the present? Because if it is divisible, then it cannot be the present. And if it is not divisible, then it cannot have a beginning which connects to the past and an end that connects to the future. The philosopher Heiderhorn tells us that the universe is just a cold soup of time, all time mixed up together. And what we call the passage of time